Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you. Amen.
Come on. Put them together.
verse 5, and that prophet or dream of dreams shall be put to death because they're operating in witchcraft. Now I want to go to Ezekiel, the 13th chapter, which I think is interesting. Deuteronomy 13 and Ezekiel 13, and they're basically dealing with the same witchcraft mentality. In verse 17, it says, "Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of the people." It's talking about witches, and he's speaking to Ezekiel, who prophesy out of their own heart and prophesy thou against them. They're coming up with their own word. And say, the Lord is saying, "Woe to you women that sew pillows and armholes and make handkerchiefs or kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come unto you?" Going to a soothsayer, looking to have spells cast, and it says in verse 19, "And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley, for pieces of bread?" In other words, economic advantage or advancement. "To slay the souls that should not die." Let me read that again. "To slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies." And God makes a proclamation. Verse 20, "Wherefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows wherein where you hunt." In other words, they wear their clothes in such a way where they put their different spell essences and herbs and, you know, their roots, and they wear their garments in such a way that they're demonically led to capture the spirit of people. And it says, "Whatever they hunt the souls to make them fly, I will tear them from your arms and will let them, the souls, go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly." Verse 21, "Your kerchiefs or handkerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you should know that I am the Lord." Now, I'm going to stop there. You need to read Deuteronomy 13 and Ezekiel 13 for yourself. Witchcraft does exist. And as I covered in Battling Hell, I pointed out the text in Luke 10 where we have power. You can go to 2 Corinthians 10. It also indicates where we have power. And you can go to Ephesians 6:12 and look at exactly who we are battling against in the spiritual realm. Now, as I started this message out in the beginning, we talked about in Exodus 22:18, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Witches exist everywhere, including the church. They will claim to be Christians. They can be male and females. Male witches are normally referred to as warlocks. Some people identify them as sorcerers. These people are not always carrying themselves in a way that gives the appearance that they are engaging in some kind of subhuman wicked activity. They will always attempt to present themselves as angels of light. Now, straight up devil worshipers who are working in dominant witchcraft, of course, they are going to be obvious. But in most cases, that will not be the case. You won't be able to identify them immediately without the Spirit of God being present in you and you living a life that will allow the Holy Spirit to make you aware. Now, I just want to share a testimony relative to dealing with a witch. When I was an early Christian and didn't understand everything I needed to understand, but the Holy Spirit was there, it was present, it guided and directed me and gave me the victory. It was early in my walk with Christ. And one day I got a call from my mother, and she said, "Son, you need to get over here." I said, "Mom, what's wrong?" She said, "Son, you just need to get over here." So I jumped in my car. I did break some laws relative to speed, and I arrived at my mother's home. And when I got there, the front door was open. So I walked in. The downstairs was dark. My mother's bedroom was upstairs. As I stepped into the doorway to walk up the stairs, there was a woman. Her hair appeared to stand straight up on her head like Medusa, and she had a little head in her hand, and the eyes appeared to be lit up. The woman called me what I believed to be Beelzebub and threw the little head at me. Before I knew it, I had ran out of the door, leaped into my car, and was on my way. But I heard a voice say to me, "Go back. Your mother needs you." And I realized that was the Spirit of God later. But it convicted me. So I turned around, came back to the house. I stepped in. I discovered the little head laying at the bottom of the stairway. It was a doll head. Evidently, it has been torn off from the body of a doll. So I headed up the stairs, thinking about who would tear a head off of a doll and why did it appear to have lidded eyes or eyes that were lit up. At the same time, I'm thinking, who was this woman with a Medusa hairdo that seems to be operating in some kind of strange magic? That was my thoughts. As I got up the stairs, there was a light on in my mother's room, but no light came out into the hallway, which I thought was strange. Light will usually bleed and exceed a threshold. So I walked in, and immediately this woman jumped off of the dresser where she was sitting with her legs crossed and began to approach me and say I had no authority. The Holy Spirit led me. Now, you have to understand, my background was gang banging and dope dealing. So I didn't fear anything in the flesh. But this woman in the flesh had something working with her, and I was not about to deal with this in the flesh. So I prayed in my mind, and God said, "Say this, you be still and shut up, and I will deal with you later." And the woman ceased talking. When I looked around, my mother said, "You see what's happening?" My sister was at my left sitting in a chair crying, and my two nieces, who were both under 4 years old, were speaking in some kind of gibberish. I know now that was a demonic tongue. So I was led in the Holy Spirit to pick my niece up and pray for them, and they immediately started crying and began to speak in known English again. Then I asked my sister what had happened. She said, "For the last 3 days, this woman wouldn't let me sleep and took take me out to the Detroit River every evening and made me dip and stand in it along with my daughters, and said that I had to serve her in order to get the demons out of my life. And that's really all I needed to hear. I turned and faced the woman. At this point, she began to cry and said, I don't know, there's something going on in my life, and I don't know what makes me do this. Now, I wasn't mature enough to discern whether it was a fake or not, and I wasn't trying to. The Holy Spirit said, it's a fake job. This is a witch. Bind the witch. So I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, and you have no authority and no power, no influence. And then the witch got angry and wanted to fight, began to charge me. Again, I said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you have no power and you can do nothing. The witch stopped dead in her tracks. Then I commanded her to leave the room and leave the house. The witch left without another word. My sister began to share with me while she was going through this process with this woman. She would see hands, just hands by themselves, walking on the wall, and begin to share a lot of other strange events as a result of dealing with this woman. I prayed for her, I prayed for my nieces again, and I prayed for my mother in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What is my point? My point is, you can have a lot of information and a lot of knowledge, as I may think I have now, but this event was decades ago, and God gave me what I needed to defeat the witch. I've encountered many witches and warlocks and sorcerers and manipulators and transhumans and fallen angel controlled, demonically disembodied spirit manipulated human beings, even in church. And there is only one thing that will defeat them, and that is the Spirit of God. Witches are multiplying. We see TV shows. Hollywood is producing a whole cadre of witchcraft-oriented, fallen angel, evil, technology manipulated by demonic forces to dull our minds and have us to accept altered behavior in human beings and set us up to be manipulated by entities operating inside human beings using witchcraft modality to lead us away from the legitimate Creator God, ruler of the universe. You need to understand what is truly going on in our world in this 21st century, where we think these things don't apply because we're intellectually aware and we have technology that won't allow us to believe such nonsense. Well, just look at the news. Look at the abnormal, crazy as we call it, extreme behavior that is being committed by people. One individual eating off another individual's face. This is not normal. There is nothing normal about it. Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God has given thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There should not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. That's those nations. Look, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to warn you, especially those who say you are Christians, stay away from anything that gives the remote appearance of being connected to Ouija boards, psychic lines, fortune telling, seeking information from those other than God, like Saul did, the witch of Endor. Simon Magus was a warlock. You need to recognize Satan is after the church, and he's looking to twist, bend, and compromise you. God bless you.